Господин сопредседатель.
Mr. Co-facilitator, reprisals against indigenous peoples remain a current issue. Often we speak only of state reprisals against their representatives. However, the problem is much more profound and complex. For example, recently, indigenous representatives have increasingly suffered political pressure with the refusal of entry to the host country of an international organization, even when they're accredited for an event. For example, at the recent sessions of the MRIP, the representatives of the indigenous peoples and certain MRIP experts and experts from the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues drew attention to this. We are convinced that the host country must be careful to carry out its obligations under the Convention of 1946 on United Nations Privileges and Immunities and not set up artificial barriers to full, high-quality, unhindered participation by accredited representatives. Furthermore, it is unacceptable to use UN fora to carry out defamation campaigns, including in cyberspace, against certain participants in international events and experts of the subsidiary bodies of the Human Rights Council. In order to undermine their authority and hinder active participation in the relevant events. In the internet and social media, there are many documented incidents of this unacceptable behaviour. It is time to think about measures to be taken by the Secretariat to act against those who carry out such actions which undermine respectful, constructive dialogue at the relevant international fora. Thank you.